The Pioneer Library System is suing the city of Norman. A recovery plan to reintroduce the peppered chub to Oklahoma rivers. And you may want to check that shrimp in your freezer following a recall. Details ahead on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, August 20th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Pioneer Library System has filed a lawsuit against the city of Norman over the indefinite closure of the Norman Central Public Library. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
The Pioneer Library System filed a lawsuit in the Cleveland County District Court against the City of Norman and the Norman Municipal Authority for breach of contract and negligence regarding the Central Public Library, which was closed indefinitely in April of last year due to extensive and severe damage from mold. The mold was first detected in November of 2023. In October of 2024, the City of Norman filed a lawsuit against the contracting companies responsible for building the library, claiming the current mold issue is a result of their negligence. This new lawsuit from the Pioneer Library System claims it has suffered more than $75,000 in damages, including lost materials and the cost of having to open a temporary location. I'm Hannah France.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning for frozen shrimp sold at Oklahoma Walmart stores. The agency says customers should not eat, sell, or serve raw frozen shrimp sold under the Great Value brand. Officials say the shrimp was possibly contaminated with radioactive material and should be thrown away. The shrimp products were also sold in 12 other states. Earlier this year, the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts and the Oklahoma Monarch Society announced a new grant to fund native plant gardens. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the partnership resulted in nearly 762,000 square feet of new habitat.
The organizations say 33 yards, farms, parks, and apartment courtyards have been transformed into pesticide-free wildlife oases. Applicants got about $525 per 100 square feet. They grew pollinator host plants, blooming wildflowers, and woody species. The money came from the Kirkpatrick Foundation. In a news release, the partners say more than 200 people applied for the funding. The recipients got guidance on what species to plant and where. The projects are also meant to support the upcoming monarch butterfly migration this fall. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has plans to bring a small speckled fish back to the Oklahoma rivers it once called home. Grayson Wheeler has more on the new recovery plan for the peppered chub.
Peppered chubs used to dart around in northern and central Oklahoma's rivers. Now they only live in a small section of the South Canadian River north of Amarillo, Texas, and have been on the endangered species list since 2022. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has released a draft recovery plan for the peppered chub and is asking for input from individuals, state agencies, municipal governments, and tribes the plan could affect. Part of the plan would restore the Cimarron River, Lower South Canadian River, and Arkansas River in Oklahoma so peppered chubs could be reintroduced. Those rivers have become tricky for the fish to survive in since the mid-1900s, due in part to increased drought and the presence of dams. The recovery plan proposes controlling invasive species that hurt the peppered chub's chances and developing new water management strategies that would make the rivers wider, shallower, and cleaner. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.